Lucy, Super Sally, Super Joe, these will make them so, so happy. Don't know, you have to make these white men in their 40s feel happier. Don't ask where they were on January 6th.
There we go. Are you all, are you all ready for this? I think that's the $1 million question.
Three guys on a couch having sex with each other.
Yes.
Having sex with a man having sex because he's trans.
Hey!
Having sex with a fucking man because I'm a gay. What?
Hell yeah, dude. That's what Dennis Rodman would want, dude.
They need to fucking bring that shit back to the stadiums.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They don't... Damn, like, the only thing stadiums have anymore is just playing Seven Nation Army by White Stripes.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's all.
That's white people music.
Yeah, Get the White's Going. That song gets the White's Going. I was in a resort in Dominican Republic, and they were humming that while Dominican music was playing.
Oh my God.
Fuck this spit
that
shit.
That fucking rules, dude.
They're like, it's time to hum some White Stripes. Yeah.
That's a banger. It's that. They don't do the...
Pearl Jam.
They don't do the... Gary Glitter song.
Certified banger.
Yeah, but you can't do it because he...
Is that his fucking name? Gary Glitter?
Gary Glitter, baby.
Fuck you.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy
who confirmed. Isn't, though?
Who isn't Gary
In the
Glitter?
Arts? Come on.
Oh, well, if you make great music...
Yeah, it turns out if you're creative, you might like chugging
cock. the most beautiful of artists have the most tainted of souls.
That's right. Look at Prince. Wearing lingerie and shit, strutting around like a little hoe.
You think he died because of the vaccine?
No, he died because of AIDS.
I'm just kidding. AIDS is the ultimate vaccine.
Well, that's what Diddy did.
For the disease known as gay people.
That's right. Well,
it's scary. Well,
Diddy's out here... turning brothers out.
Well, like
just like a Muslim.
How sick is it that
woman just like a Muslim woman? Sorry.
Oh, that is crazy. He's walking around like Assassin's Creed while everybody's fucking just sneaking around.
Was that Team America? Did they dress like that? I'm fucking up. Oh well,
don't worry. How sick is it that like 50 Cent is like, I'm going to talk to Donald Trump and make sure he does not exonerate P. Diddy. He's like, I'm going to do everything in my power. Fucking 50 Cent is so fucking cool.
I love him.
He's like, this guy, I hate this guy. I'm going to ruin his life. Oh, my son's asking for money. Fuck my son, dude. You fucking loser, dude.
You left them in the fucking club world, dude. They're paying him $5,000 to show up at the club at the VIP section. Yeah. They left them in that world. That's
awesome, dude. Yeah, man. I can't wait to be a fucking billionaire and be like, fuck my kid, dude.
Yeah, right, dude? Yeah.
I fucking have my DNA saved. I'm essentially immortal, dude.
There's like I heard through a grapevine his kid's autistic. That kid's
probably
autistic.
Dude. Look at his fucking picture.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's like, man, if you're still wearing flat brims in this age, you're pretty retarded.
Break them in, baby. Come on, dude. That hat's meant to be worn.
You gotta fold them, dude.
What is that shit?
Yeah, flat brims scare white people, so you gotta fold them.
Yeah, dude. Flat brim. Oh, that's so urban.
This guy's from the ghetto.
Samantha, lock the doors. My God. Whoa.
Hide my daughter.
Don't rape my daughter, you colored.
Oh, my God. BBC is around the corner. Hide her.
Damn, white guy voice is such a funny fucking voice.
I love doing that.
It's just like sound fucking dorky. Like, okay, I'm a white man. Oh, here I go. what's on CNN today? I think I'm going to eat some granola. It's like, it's fucking, you know.
I love speaking Spanish in that voice. That's always fun.
It's funny because like that's technically punching up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that's because like in a way society still accepts that white people are the superior master race.
Look at Sally fucking sitting over here with his white legs, being like, "We're the fucking master race, dude. Yeah.
Fucking watch out, these. You think a big muscular black man's a master race? Why do we enslave?
Yeah. Master race when nature rejects you. You're constantly sunburned.
That's the race with allergies. A lot of allergies.
Folks, welcome to Super Sally Joe's. Joining us today, the prince of the New Jersey comedy scene, the glue that holds it together, and some would even say the heart and soul of the central to northern Jersey comedy scene.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Pedro Garcia.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us. One of the first homies I met when I moved to the East Coast.
Yeah, that's right.
Moved to New Jersey. You and Vic Cedeno and Mark Henley and Angela Sharp I'm just naming off
all the all stars.
Yeah, dude, the all stars of the fucking Bloomfield comedy.
That's
scene,
right, dude.
Man.
All the cool kids.
Oh my god, yeah. I met Jesse Montanez like right when he first started.
Yeah,
it was fun. It was. Jersey was a good like kind of entry into the East Coast comedy.
Oh yeah.
there's a good sense of community out there, mm-hmm. and you can still like go to New York. And you know, for me, I was thinking like, damn, I guess I'm gonna have to decide like how much I really like comedy because I'm making this long ass trek into Manhattan because I had my job.
Exactly.
But you know, it was great, you know. And then when I was back in Jersey, I was able to get on shows and shit out there because like people knew me.
Yeah.
You know, I got to. Who was that one guy that the skunk comic who died?
The skunk comic who died.
Remember that guy?
Fuck.
He hosted like that. It was like the It was when Garrett Nygren was doing like a Wednesday night, and this other guy was doing a Wednesday night. So he was like, I'm going to fucking kill you, Garrett.
Oh, Mario.
Yeah, Mario. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know too much about him.
He died, dude.
I know, but everybody hates him. But from my perspective, he rules. he didn't give nobody stage time.
He was like the first guy I met. Like when it was like that was the first. Me and Trudan's your fucking best friend.
Oh, well. Thanks for having me headline your show.
Damn, he didn't have me headline. He had Robbie Goodwin headline. He didn't have me headline.
Yeah, oh yeah!
I had to open the show.
Continues.
It's like damn, what is like damn, dude.
Oh, you've done a show?
I've done a show.
And you opened it?
I opened it.
Oh, what the fuck, Drew?
That naked guy fucking headlined.
Get the fuck out
of
town,
doggy. Isn't that fucking damn? I might legit quit comedy. Because it's like, what's going on? Like, sometimes I'm doing shows and I'm like, what? Why do I have to beg for this?
Yes.
Yo, if you guys don't know,
how have I wronged you by consistently doing well that you're like, fuck this guy? Yeah. You know, like, what is going on? Like, why are you making me jump through all of these fucking hoops, dog? Like, come on. Like, I've humbled myself by setting up my camera and filming an impassioned set in front of an empty ass fucking room.
Right.
And it's like, I guess this is like this is like the only tape I have now, you know?
Yeah.
God's giving me his hardest struggles.
His strongest
naked angle. Eddie's a comic that literally is up there naked doing jokes.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, whatever. I took a bandana. Don't tell anyone.
You heard that, you fucks?
Shave a little off the top.
Yeah, shave a little off the top.
Dude, what? It costs like fucking $8 to get out there.
Yeah, right. You know? Exactly, dude. You need a little something.
I'm crossing state lines. That being said, there are some Jersey shows that just fucking rule. Like, Jersey audiences are fucking fire.
Of course, man. They're fun. They're fun. You could say a lot of stuff, and they reciprocate
it well. I mean, like, people would drop the N-bomb like every other, like, No Filter Paul.
Oh, wow.
That man could not be filterless.
Oh, O&A legend, No Filter Paul.
Johnny Hollywood.
Yeah.
I remember when I first moved.
That's another
Remember Jonesy?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Remember Jonesy?
Yeah, he tried to sell me a comedy class after my first set, and I was like, fuck
it.
It
sounds like Rob Santos from Connecticut.
Oh, I did. I remember doing, like, a set at an open mic, and, like, Jonesy was like, I'm going to get you in touch with No Filter Paul and Johnny Hollywood. And then when we were going back to my house with True, I was like, you hear that, True? Jonesy's going to put in a good word for me to No Filter Paul and Johnny Hollywood. I love it's like, what a fucking New Jersey statement. You know
what's so funny? Like, to you, that's like just like a legend to you. Like,
oh,
like,
absolutely.
And to me, I've seen them like 3 weeks ago and I'm like, God damn. Bro.
I love
like,
it.
It's a sad thing when you see older comedians. Like,
oh my God,
like,
I'm becoming one. It is sad, dude.
Oh no, dude, we're young, dude. We're young boys. Look at you. Look at that hair, bro.
It's all because I'm stealing my son's blood.
I was about to say, dude, why is there a crib here? No kid.
It's like he's hooked up to a fucking chamber. He's got all these fucking tubes.
Yeah, like Wolverine in that tube.
And then like I'm like Bane. I just have it plugged into the back of my head. I'm like,
Joe Adrenochrome Gorman.
I feel it.
It's the substance, but it's you and a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord, dude. Yeah. I didn't know I was coming into a... I'm kidding, agents and managers.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I think that's another reason we might be blacklisted from clubs. Sally and I are passionately pro-Palestine.
Oh, well, dude. I'm all for war. I want everybody to die.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think it's happening, dude. I mean, here's what's going to happen: is like both sides are going to annihilate each other, and then America is going to put up some Taco Bells in that area.
What's really going to happen is that Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is going to come down and heal everybody and kick out the tyrants, dude.
That'd be fucking cool. Yeah. Imagine he comes
out and knock you, what do you call them? Relatives. sentenced that are approved in this country, dude.
Oh, fuck. Like, yeah, Freemasons?
Dude. They have Anunnaki blood, dude. They're out here predicting futures and shit, dude. And we're out here slaving away. I'm tired of it.
Damn, dude. You're saying it like it is.
We have to scout
I'm
them,
raising
dude.
Up, dude. Nah, dude, I've been into conspiracy shit since I was 14 years old, so
would
I know so
much. Would
you
say you're a Quinspiracy theorist?
I am a Quinspiracy theorist.
You ever do
rest
a show?
Rest in peace to my homie. Yes, I did. In a car where he shorted me at 8th.
classic. He probably gave it to me.
Yeah.
He was like, here you go, Joe. I love you.
Yeah, he gave me. I bought an 8th off him. I'm like, dude, this is not an 8th. He was like, come on, man. I'm like, whatever, man. Let's just do your podcast.
I loved him so much.
I was like, oh, whatever, dude.
Come on, dude.
I was like, all right, let's just do your podcast and get the fuck out of here.
He had the best shrooms.
Yeah.
He had like, it was like during the pandemic, and I'm like, we're fucked.
Yeah.
We're fucked. And then he like gave me some shrooms. I turned on some music. Right. I was just chilling on the floor, and I was like, damn, we're going to be all right, man. Yeah. Because we got guys like Anthony Quinn taking care of us.
And they were good?
They were great shrooms.
I bought shrooms of Rich Carucci.
Yikes,
and
dude.
They were fucking fantastic.
Whoa, nice.
And I was like, oh, my God, this old fuck.
Dude, the old comics, they got that fire in them still.
Yeah,
They'll still go to like those like 10:45 p.m. open mics and shit.
Oh, yeah,
they'll still
do coke at 7 a.m. Yeah.
They're like, oh, this reminds me of when I fucking... Yeah. Did a show at Rodney's back when it was Dangerfield. You know? I remember No Filter Paul treated me like I was getting a spot at Dangerfield's, but really he just had me like buy two drinks and watch him perform. Like
oh
I was,
my God.
He made me a part of his like bringer show.
Wow!
And he was like, "I'll cover the cost of your ticket." And I was like, "Well, these drinks are like $20 a pop, you know." And I'm like, I'm not even like in at the, you know, I'm not even in this fucking shit club.
Yeah,
you know,
just, yeah.
There's damn. Like, yeah, it's like, what can you do, you know? What? And then like everyone, like when I moved to New York, he was like, hey, remember to help me out with some shows because I helped you out with some stuff.
And,
like,
and what was the year span?
I just
that?
Left it on red.
Yeah.
I left it on red. Dude, I don't care.
How long ago was between that, between you going to watch him do The Bringer?
It was like a couple months.
Yeah.
It was a couple months. And like he was like, oh, I got you that spot on like the Broadway Comedy Club. It's like, but that was just like, you know when they have like those like bringer spot? Like they had like bringer spots and then you have like regular spots. Like I would just get like a regular guest spot.
Right.
You know? But it's so hard to get into these clubs, dude.
It is.
It's hard and it's like fickle because like each person that, but like they have like multiple bookers. So if you're in with one booker, you might be in like rotation a little bit.
Right.
But then like if that person leaves, then it's like, good luck.
It literally is like it's like who you know.
Yeah.
Like you got to know somebody for them to be like, yeah, put them on. Because, dude, there's some, I'm not going to name names, but, you know, there's some comedians you see up there and you're like, hey, all right.
Like, what is this? What is this?
Yeah. Like, what's going on here? Because these people ain't making noise.
Well, and then it's like the audience is going to be like, damn, comedy sucks.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially on McDougal Street.
Isn't that wild? Like that weird stretch of fucking bad comedy.
Oh,
that seems to exist. In proximity to such good comedy.
I know. Yeah. What is right that? There. They're right
isn't
next to each other.
It's literally the laughy face of comedy and the cry face of tragedy. It's depending like on what show you get into.
It's like having the AAA team right next to Citi Field.
Yeah.
You could do both, but who are you going to choose?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's all gay. It's all gay and retarded.
It's wildly gay, dangerously retarded.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Imagine seeing five comics in a row bomb and they're all high-fiving each other.
Oh, they got to keep the energy. Like, well, that was awesome, folks. And it's like,
Yeah, dude. Oh, and you're like, what the fuck?
What's going on here? Yeah. You know? Yikes.
Yeah.
I saw a girl the other night go up.
Yeah, uh-oh.
That's already bad, yeah.
Uh-oh.
No, but that, she, like, I don't know her too well, but she went up. She had her thong hanging out
completely
of her pants, and her tits were just
like
pushed out.
Hell yeah, dude!
Like,
I want to fucking
cleavage
fuck
out the ass.
I want to fucking book her.
I'll book her on my next show, dude.
I'm gonna book
next
her,
month,
dude.
She's on along with you guys.
Dude. She can't fight off all of us, dude.
Fairview, New Jersey, fucking July sometime.
She's sitting on a couch. We're standing behind her.
Yeah.
No.
Oh yeah, Piper.
It was a lot though, and I was. I remember. That's the problem.
That's
not
good.
I was being there, and I'm like, I can't even focus.
Bust.
First of all, let's be real. You know, if you're doing that, you're probably not funny.
Yeah.
So I didn't even watch
your
set. Because
tits are pretty funny, dude.
I don't know about
tits
you.
Tits and pussy are pretty funny, brother.
I don't know. I was watching a set, all right.
Yeah.
A set of great tits, huh?
Hey-o.
Oh, hey, oh.
Oh, Jersey. Hey, I'm really from Jersey.
Oh, you can take the boy out of Jersey. You can't take Jersey out of the boy.
I don't know me. Sausage, how's your mother?
We just want a little taste.
Oh, I just want to fuck my cousin in the ass.
Oh, come on. Oh,
my sister's the most beautiful woman you've ever seen.
Look at that fucking hair. She's gorgeous. There was on my hair.
Take it easy.
The smell of her.
Yeah. Oh, my God. She smells like olive oil, like mother. Like my mother.
Like the home country, even though I'm born in Jersey.
Oh, I sucked my cousin once off when we were 7 years old. That's why we're so close. We buy each other gold chains.
Damn, dude. I'm moving back to Jersey. I can't take it, dude. I feel weak the further I leave the Garden State, dude.
You gotta come back and get stronger like Goku, dude.
I know, dude. I gotta start getting those Taylor Hams, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Taylor Hams are really fucking
Taylor Hams and trans hams as well, dude. Hell yeah, dude. You gotta get in there, dude.
Save me some of that, dude.
Oh, dude, hell yeah, dude. You know, it's almost baloney.
Oh my god. I got
whoops.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
This is cool. I got you know, because Sally and I, we do the dojo every once in a while. We'd be lucky.
Oh, hell
enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Shout out, yeah, dude. Dojo forever.
Shout out the dojo. That's dojo. An awesome fucking club, dude.
It's my favorite place
awesome
in the world,
club,
brother.
Dude. I had every time I perform there, shout out Vic Cedeno, always giving us the spots. Mm-hmm. Always had a fucking great time. Like, we got to put our name up on. I never get to put my
name
up.
You signed your name on the wall?
I got my name on the wall, dude. And then Louis C.K., as if he somehow knew, signed his name right next to mine.
Wow.
Dude.
He saw George Gorman. He goes, this Cherokee Indian guy with his beautiful luscious hair.
Hell yeah.
I'm signing my name right next to him.
His Indian name is Runs Down Women.
Damn, dude, you're a Troy Polamalu of Running Down
Women.
There
we
go. Dude.
Hell yeah. That was cool, man. Shout out Comedy Dojo.
Dojo time. Comedy. It's the place to be, dude. If you want,
they always give us good food.
Yeah, they have like awesome fucking
fantastic
spread.
Fantastic Mexican cooks. Nice. That's what you need.
You know, it's like it's so funny. Like, there's so many clubs that just treat comics like absolute dog shit.
Really? That's where like I get like I don't understand that sometimes because dojo treats you so well, and then you go to
like
other
royalty
clubs and you're like, what the fuck?
You go like the San Francisco Punchline would treat me so well. Mm-hmm. Like, they'd always treat my family well. Like, they'd always comp like the tickets, free drinks. Like, if there was food, I'd have it. Like,
awesome
headliners would come through. Like, there's a reason. Like, touring headliners always shout out like the San Francisco Punchline.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, it's a fucking awesome club, and like it spoiled me, you know, because then like you move to New York and it's like. Yeah. Damn, dude. It's like you're like comedians are like so disposable. Like, there's like a hand, like if you have like, you know, a million followers or whatever, then like that's like more of a commodity than somebody that's like grinding it out. It's like so hard to even get that kind of recognition.
Isn't that ass?
Now.
Isn't that doesn't that suck that followers are currency now and cool points in comedy?
But and then, like, you can just buy that shit.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
And then like everything else in life, it gets exposed when you're on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
when you're bombing
that,
dick in front of 40 people that are literally like, what are you saying?
And now it's getting like even like they'll put out like self-produced shit and it's like it doesn't have any impact whatsoever.
I've seen enough clips where I could tell when a laugh track is on that bitch.
I
don't out anybody, I don't say anything, but I don't like send it to my friends like, hey, look at this fucking asshole.
How about like this new thing where they're like, I got a special out and it's like 10 minutes. And like,
dude,
it's like
the don't
the 15
tell.
Minutes.
The don't. Sorry, shout out. Don't tell. I appreciate it, but like, and it's not don't tell. It's the people doing the don't tells who are like, check out my new special. It's like, this is a 7 minute clip.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you bought like a 4K camera.
Yeah, no, yes,
and like three 4K cameras to do like multiple shots and
special.
The audio is good, but it's like not very special.
Yeah, you're special.
Like, not
it's a bit. It's a bit. It's a bit. You could. It's like a Dane Cook's bits are 7 minutes.
Well, it's like true. Yeah, it's like
and they're legendary.
It's like
a special is an hour long.
Yeah,
and on least. A network.
Yes. Yes.
That's a special
in front of a paid audience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sold out because they want to come see
right.
you.
Yeah.
It's
it
not
should
a,
be. Yeah.
It should that's be the. It should be the culmination of your body of work up until that point.
Exactly, right. Dude. There's
not
people,
just stuff you're like working on.
Yeah. You're 7 years in. You're putting out 10 minutes. Fuck you.
Yeah. It's like get out of here.
Yeah.
But like that's
kill
just
yourselves.
The, that's. The, it's the world we live in now, dude.
Yeah. It's just. It's all about showing off and not enough about the like working and trying to get. like better. That's what I feel like. A lot of it's like trophy showing.
I'm just gonna release one special. I don't know when, but I'm gonna release one special and blow my brains out.
Right. Yeah.
That's
the way
to
end of
it.
Like a
YouTube. Yeah. That's been my time. Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been Joe Gorman. See you in hell.
Oh, yeah,
don't worry.
That's in Joker 3.
Yeah. It's like it's just like, and then like the camera just pans back on my body in the middle of the fucking
stage. People running from their seats.
No, everyone's just like fucking clapping. One guy like fucking starts clapping, and then like everyone starts clapping. You know. And then
like it's art.
Yeah, janitor fucking comes out and just sweeps up my fucking body.
Yeah.
You know?
Damn, dude.
Powerful.
Like that. Powerful.
That's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it. No, that's not sad at all. And
it's beautiful in a way.
Yeah, it doesn't make you peak into what you really feel like in your soul.
It's like, no, you end on a high note. That's the way to do it.
Hell yeah. All right, well, don't we all want to kill? We all
want
to do it.
Everyone wants to kill themselves. Show me a person that doesn't want to kill themselves, and I'll show you a fucking baby, dude.
Or an unfunny person.
Yeah, there's no nobody over the age of 20 wants to live.
Oh, no. Dude, I've... That's why I did so much coke. I was trying for a long time since I was young and bold.
Honestly, it's like I tried this whole sobriety thing. Not my cup of tea.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I need to be fucked up all the time. I need to be just fucking fucked up.
Dude, I love getting
fucked up. I love getting fucked up.
I'm fucking 57, dude.
Yeah.
I'm still fucking
It's fired. Like wild like to think like, fuck, our generation is going to... Like, do you own a house?
Nope.
Yeah. It's never going to fucking happen, right? We should all fucking pool our money and just buy a house.
I think it's going to happen, but only if I immerse myself in huge debt.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take a big loan and I'm going to have to pay it off for the rest of my life. That's
or meet a woman who's like, willing to work together.
How much do you think a house would cost?
$200,000 minimum.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, and that's like a small
fucking house.
That's a house in like Arizona in the middle of the
really?
Desert.
That's so gay, dude. I want to have a house here in Brooklyn.
Good luck, bro.
$2 million.
You need $4 million for a fucking townhouse.
Gay, dude. Yeah. Damn, I want to have a house.
Amy Schumer can meet at the mail and
never,
talk.
Dude. She looks like that fucking
OnlyFans.
She looks like Pops from fucking Adventure Time, dude. Get out of here,
you know, karma exists. Every time I look at her, I go, there is karma to the world. Yeah. Like, she just gets worse and worse.
It's like
I haven't
seen
her
recently.
Money.
She's ugly.
She's successful. She's actually ugly. Like,
yeah.
Sorry.
And she's a fucking Zionist. So be careful, dude.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
You better watch out. They're out of control.
Are they?
On the internet?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's crazy right now.
What do you feel about them being mad at each other? Like, the guys with the yarmulkes and the guys with the Hasidics.
That fucking.
They're battling each other right now.
I know. They're out of control.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
It's all very nuanced, but it's like, I really have no dog in this fight.
You know what I think? I'm like, do you mean it? Like, are you guys really like, what's going on here? Are you just trying to like rile us, goy him up?
You're trying to distract us, dude.
Like, ooh, look at him. Look at him go.
Look at him go.
They're draining the World Bank.
They can't pick us
up. Yeah.
They're trying to distract us from the tunnel.
Yeah.
That has not gone away since.
They're building the new subway.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
One person at a time.
Yeah. Everybody knows they're building us.
The
subway.
Tunnel stigma, dude, which will never escape them, dude.
Yeah, you wanted Northwest fucking tracks in Brooklyn, right?
Well, yeah. What, you're not going to have some dirty mattresses in the way? Dude? Come on. We're not children here.
You're crazy, Pedro.
I'm kidding. What are you talking about?
I don't know,
I'm not saying anything. I'm being silly.
This comes from a real place.
No, this is a silly thing, dude.
I mean
it's a silly thing.
We're all silly.
We're just goofing.
I don't know what's going on.
What?
I saw a new Final Destination.
Yikes, how was it? Were you scared?
No.
Yeah, you were scared. What was the funniest death?
Well, there's one that the girl who sees everything, it's almost like a bit where they're walking. She can see everything that's going to happen.
Right.
And they're walking down the street and she's like, you're going to die to her friend. And her friend's like, how? And she goes, I don't know, maybe like this will fall and hit this and it'll hit you in the head and you'll fall into the trash and die. And they're like, that's crazy. And then while they're talking, their other friend starts to jog down the street and it happens to them. Like the thing she said, like in the background, they're like talking and arguing. And then it's like,
whoop, whoa, whoop, sick.
Bing, and it knocks the chick.
Nice. How do you want to die?
I want to die like Crank, Jason Statham in Crank.
Oh, getting raped by Jason by a fucking Jason Statham.
No!
Hold on, I'm almost done.
Like, I need to fucking come. And he's just like banging Sully in the ass. And Sully's like, oh goodness gracious.
Oh no!
You don't understand. If I stop, I die.
Oh yeah, brother.
No, I want to awesome. Die like Jason Statham.
Come on, from. Come on, give me your ass.
That's awesome. Congrats, Sal.
Yeah, dude.
I want to jump out of a helicopter while fighting my enemy, snap his neck.
Yeah.
Call my current girlfriend.
Yeah.
Tell her I love her, and then that's it.
That's how he died?
Yeah, you've never seen Crank?
No.
Really?
Why would I?
It's a movie. You like
that? I don't like dumb fucking movies. I like cool, smart movies like Mission Impossible.
Inception.
Yeah. And Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, Da Vinci Code.
More like from the Nolanverse.
Yeah. Da Vinci Load, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah, brother. Fucking yeah. Da Vinci Load.
You jerk off to the Mona Lisa, dude. Yeah, you fucking got a Da Vinci Load.
Dude, Nicolas Cage, more like Nicolas Raging Boner, dude.
Nice, dude. Damn. No, you really were proud of that one.
I'm fucking stupid, bro.
You're like, I gotta get this mic out.
Hey, listen, this is all character piece. I'm kidding, all right? Whatever I'm saying, I'm just a joke, so relax, damn. People. Jesus.
Yeah. Unless we use your name, then we mean it.
Yeah, you
damn,
fucking
we do
idiot.
Dox. We do dox people.
We dox
on
a lot.
Yeah. You guys have been saying names, and I'm like,
oh, you have. Oh, you have. Oh, you. That's good, because I'm. Yeah. I hope.
I was like, I haven't said anything.
I hope the enemies know, dude. I'll say their names.
No,
I
it's
know
fine.
I'm putting them on blast, dude.
It's fine, dude. Because
they'll never address it. That's why I do it.
Oh, of course.
Because they'll maybe one day I'll be walking down the street and I'll hear, hey, and I'll turn and they'll be like, you. I hear what you say, and I'll just spit in their face and walk away.
Yeah, like that Jerry dude in the
green
mist.
Say, yeah, your tunnel Jew.
Oh God! Hey, listen. I see what he said, dude. Look how angry I am. Ooh, I'm angry at that. You just stop, dude.
That's a spicy Sally, dude.
Spicy Sally, dude.
Mamma mia.
I look
Mama
the most Jewish out of all of you.
Ooh, oi.
Oi.
Yikes.
He has coins in his pocket.
Yeah. You're my bag. Actually, though, no, for real, tell me I'm not the most Jewish, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
Uh-oh.
Look, it's not even just coins.
It's a baby's foreskin.
It's a pouch. It's like a freaking like medieval.
Is that how you keep your money?
I put it on the desk. Like.
Damn, dude. Like a
Let's
fucking.
Let's make a deal.
You're like a chancellor for a king. Like,
yeah.
My liege.
Yeah, exactly.
For my farm in my country land.
Okay. Give it back. Okay,
I know
very
how much
funny.
Is in there.
All right, guys, just give it back, but let me put it in my fucking bag now. All right,
okay, guys, all right.
All right, you spick, put it down. This fucking guy's sticky Puerto Rican hands are
Please
all over
Please return
it.
My merchandise.
Please, sir, I need to get home.
Por favor, el retorno.
Borrow that guitar, mi dinero. Necesito mi dinero. That's what I was talking about.
Hell yeah, dude.
Full circle. All right,
fuck
here
yeah,
we
doggy.
Go. All right, guys.
I like it, dude.
Folks.
We're just taking it easy, man.
Taking it easy in the big city, dude.
That's what you got to do, man.
Yeah, man. That's what you always got to do. You got to take a
big easy CZ.
You got to take a big easy city CZ. I've been drinking
it's
a little
hitting
bit.
Ya. It's hitting you.
No, nothing's hitting me, dude. Whoa. I don't do drugs or drink.
Oh, good for you.
Or do weed, dude.
Ooh.
I don't sex, dude. Especially with
dude,
girls, dude.
Fuck nutting, bro. Nutting's gay, dude. If you're out here going, ugh, you're gay, dude.
Dude, I know. Yeah. How do you make that face and go about your days?
Yeah,
how are you going to climax?
Yeah, right. How are you going to fuck your girl and climax? You got to fucking get blue balls
every time. How you going to nut?
Man, listen, if you out here fucking your bitch and you nutting, you gay. Right, man, you can't be out here busting a nut all over a bitch. You got to keep it inside, baby. That's how you stay straight, because if you leave it out, then the demons get in you. And then you out here sucking dick for money. That's how it happens. I'm sorry.
From a real place.
Yeah.
I love
it.
That was good,
dude. You know, you can't stop me from doing that kind of voice. Yeah. The ladies' man voice.
Yeah.
The ladies' man.
Yeah, the ladies' man from SNL back in the day.
Yeah. I call it the she voice. That's what I do. The Clay Davis.
Yeah.
Ooh.
From The Wire.
Yes.
See, I'm of upper echelon intelligence. Right. So I
call it the unemployed voice.
No, I'm scared. Ooh, you're so full of secrets.
I call it the
what
ginger voice. Damn it.
I'm just joking.
Your voice, the man of a thousand. I didn't know you were an impressionist.
I do a lot of. I've been doing it since I was a kid, bro.
Whoa.
That's how I made friends.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You were just like, hello, me, I'm a Pedro.
I was like, hey, hello.
Hello.
Hey, can you please be my friend? Stop making fun of me. I can't afford Nikes. Please stop making fun of my shoes.
I can do his name.
that was my childhood.
Name a man, and they're like Ace Ventura, and you're like, all righty.
I was doing impressions. They're like, hey, man, you got 4 stripes on your Adidas, son. You can't be cool. We got to keep on picking on you. That's how it was, bro.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
That's how it was, my childhood. You didn't have name brand shit.
Oh,
you
damn.
Were getting roasted.
Oh, and, yeah,
and,
dude.
And alienated. Yep.
Which is wild because we didn't pay for it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's like, your parents are struggling? Fuck you. Oh, your parents going through a hard time? Yeah. Fuck you, little.
Dude, I wore sweatpants a lot, and people would make fun of me, and I was like, it's just what I know. Like, I
damn,
know
dude. The fuck's your that's not, I wanted to wear sweatpants, and my parents were like, you can't wear sweat clothes. They're going to think you're wearing pajamas.
No. Oh,
you have
right.
to wear jeans.
Oh, yeah. You're a little Japanese, right?
Yeah.
So they made you wear a samurai outfit.
Yeah.
You have to wear a samurai outfit.
They were like, Joey, son, you wear kimono.
Wear your chopsticks in your hair.
Yeah.
Give me your pinky.
I had to like run along a fence, like with my arms behind my back.
Run along poles in the backyard.
You had to run like Naruto to school.
Yeah, that's all I could do. Before people knew, I was doing like all kinds of parkour and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I wasn't allowed
Tiger
on the bus.
Dragon shit. Yeah. No,
they were like the ninjas sit in the back.
Yeah. That's so cool. You're fucking like Asian, dude.
Isn't it fucking wild?
It's
like
so
awesome. It's a little ace in the sleeve. And like, I never address it.
Yeah.
I don't beg to be put on like Asian diversity shows. Right. I don't play that card.
Well, if they ever come at you.
Well, that's the thing. That's like
stop Asian hate.
I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for it where they're like, hey, you're a Nazi and like you support, you know, Palestine. You're basically a terrorist.
Like,
by
I'm Japanese.
American.
So how about.
Yeah. Well, how about this?
Yes.
How about now? Like, don't I look like Pikachu, you fuck?
Surprise.
Yeah, Pika Pika.
Yeah. Wrong axes.
Yeah,
that's what you have to say to them. Be like, still.
You chose a wrong. Kaya! I fucking do that thing. I fucking swing a katana and like they stand still, but then like half their body goes one way and the other half goes the other. And then fountain of blood.
Yeah,
fountain of blood.
Kill Bill style.
Yeah,
that's
tight.
Yeah, dude.
That fucking murder always fucking rocks. Yeah.
I thought you were going Link because you kind of sound like Link. Like,
huh? Yeah.
Shit.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that guy in the fucking booth?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, can you sound like. Can you sound more like a 10-year-old in trouble?
I don't know you.
Those games fucking rule, dude.
Oh, Link? Link. What are you
Link.
Talking about?
Legend
Zelda.
Of Zelda.
Wow, Poser.
Oh, no.
Poser. Thinks the guy's name Zelda, probably.
Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask. That's where I stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, N64, that's it.
I've never really played them.
You got to try Breath of the Wild, man.
I've heard so much good things, and like I saw gameplay, and... I have to buy a whole new system, though.
You can emulate it.
On my phone?
On, like, your PC.
Just buy,
but you know what? Switch is going to be mad cheap soon.
Yeah.
Because the new Switch 2 is out now. So, like, all the older generations are going to get way cheaper.
But I heard different. I heard they're not going to allow you to do that.
What?
I heard they're not going to allow you to, like... buy an old console and play old games like that.
No, they will.
I heard that they're only going to allow you to play those old games on the newest Switch 2.
No, get
I
the
swear
fuck
to God, I heard
out
this.
Of here.
That's why when you told me, yeah, I'm going to get this new Switch 2, I'm like, are you a communist? Yeah.
No, like, they're not going to do that.
I read somewhere that they're this might happen. They might not. They might not allow you to play old games.
They're
unless you
to
have the physical copy. Unless you have the physical hard copy, they're not going to let you play.
No.
You're not going to be able to download the old games.
You're trying to.
As long as you have the new system. I'm telling you right now. No. I promise you. I read this.
I know how the virtual cards work. You can load it between systems.
Okay, but you're not buying the game. You're buying the license to the game. That's just the key.
Everyone's worried about that.
That's terrible.
Not, it's not going anywhere.
China's taking over this country.
Bro, I got 20-year-old... I got 20-year-old hentai games on my Steam account.
Hentai? Is that porn, you fucking
freak? Yeah,
dog. Sicko. That makes
so much
sense.
Those, like, library princess games.
Whoa. So when you press a button, you're stroking?
Yeah, dude. And
whoa!
I, those haven't gone anywhere, dude. They're not going anywhere.
now they're going to Xbox. That's on Steam, you said?
Yeah.
Now those games are going to Xbox.
Yeah, I'm going to be playing Hentai on the big screen now.
Oh, dude, man, you're going to be streaming.
I'm going to be playing half. I'm going to play Half-Life on Xbox.
Can we do a threesome, dude, on a stream?
Of course,
dog. And for everybody, join in, Sully.
I'll do it, dude.
We'll make it happen, dog.
I love threesomes.
We'll make it happen. Dude. Sully's never participated in a threesome.
I have never.
Only a threesome where it's like one other man and one other man.
Oh,
so it's like a three-man threesome.
Oh, no, Sully, the old two-man switcheroo.
It's like Sully's like
getting... The girl's coming.
Yeah. Sally's like,
don't worry,
like,
buddy. The girl's coming. All right, man. I'm just, you know, I'm just.
You
here.
Don't, you don't want her to get the first nut.
Yeah,
you know.
Dude.
Yeah,
let me just work it between your asshole real quick. Yeah, Sally's like, okay, well, it's gonna be worth it for that pussy. I get first taste of the pussy, right, guys? Like,
of course.
Yeah, Sally, sure. Yeah,
Sally, you're the first guy in that pussy. I promise.
They're like, behind me, like
they just bang Sally. Sally never bangs them.
Well, fellas, they're showering. Well, fellas, is she coming?
Yeah, Sully. Just,
So just make sure you lay on your side so it doesn't get in you.
Keep your ass up.
Keep your ass on the side. You don't want that shit in you. It's not good for you.
Yeah, that's how I got AIDS, dude. Now I have AIDS.
Oh god.
And I live with it.
Shit. Oh fuck.
We're just we're just having a laugh.
We're just having a good time.
No one's getting hurt.
No one's getting hurt, remember? Laughter heals, dude.
Just... What seems to be the officer problem?
Yeah, you fucking friends. I would love. I wish I had the balls to say that to a cop. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, you know why I pulled you over? I don't know, officer.
You know what I've been doing recently? I'll walk by cops in their car and go, "Have a nice night, copper." I swear to God, they like look over like, "What the fuck?
Was that the Joker?"
Yeah. "Have a nice night, copper." They're just like, "What?
All
right.
You'll never see me again, copper."
I say it to them all like 1930s.
I just jerked off on a poodle. You didn't see me.
Run away.
I was going to hop over the subway.
Oh.
And I looked and there was a hot officer and I came back, scanned, walked through. And I glanced at her, and she was smiling at me like, "Ooh, you're lucky." And I gave her a good smile like, "I know."
Oh, and how about you, like, arrest me for public display of a boner?
Yeah.
She was hot. Yeah. Dude, was she a hot Latina?
Yeah, she
queen?
Was Latina. That,
oh, man.
I'm telling myself this. I hope I'm not too high when I do this so I can actually like articulate it.
Of course.
Because I've seen some fine, like, two officer women together, like, patrolling.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to, like, go up to them and be like, I want to know, like, were your whole family killed by criminals? Like, why are you hot and being cops? You know
You're
what I mean?
Blowing everybody in that precision.
I hope so, dude. Yeah.
But why?
They have
why?
Hands.
No, there's some hottie. Like, why
Brother,
would you be hot and risk your
friends,
life?
Bro, and they are running through those females that are in those precincts.
How could you not, dude? How could you not?
But no, they're down. They're, they love
I watched the
Everyone
Shield.
Everyone fucking loves it, dude. I'm going to be a fucking police officer.
Yeah, especially a girl.
Oh, my God. I signed up. I signed up to be
you
a police officer.
You in a tight Dominican bun?
Yeah. Oh, I signed up to kill the black people, and now I get to fucking bang fucking women.
Look at my face, guys. I don't like that. That's not good.
Oh, come on. There's no way somebody signs up to be a cop now and isn't like in the back of the line like, "I cannot wait to kill me my first black person."
Especially if they have my fucking haircut.
They love killing black people, dude. It's
they
out
can't
of
get
fucking,
enough.
It's nuts, dude. They're insatiable.
It's like fucking opening a box of Pringles.
It's gotta be. I was gonna use the Pringles.
You can't just
eat
one, dude.
Be one. I dare you to just kill one black person, officer.
What's your pop? You can't stop.
Dude, it's like Grand Theft Auto. They're just driving on the sidewalk. Yeah. They have their fucking sirens
terrible,
on.
Terrible.
It's out of control.
What's going on is terrible.
Damn, it's like kind of crazy how out of control the NYPD is. Like,
I thought you were
going to
say
like,
that.
It's like the NI.
It's funny. It's terrible how the NI.
Oops.
NIPD.
NIPD. I was going to never mind. Ooh.
They probably bang all the time, too, because they're in like high stress situations all day.
It's like nurses with doctors.
Or EMTs.
What can they do?
Yeah.
And it's also kind of like the law.
These fucking Indian these Indian doctors fucking all our girls, brother.
I know.
Oh,
baby,
my God.
Baby,
good
sure,
doctor,
I need to give a complete inspection.
Oh, my God. I love your butterfly tattoo on the bottom of your back, you Puerto Rican slut.
Did you know I'm a Bob and Virgin doctor?
Oh, my God, stop using your hands. Your long nails are cutting my penis.
I'm going to put this stethoscope somewhere it don't belong, but don't worry, baby. It's clean.
I'm going to put this stethoscope on something throbbing, and it isn't my heart. Oh,
baby girl, open your pussy and say, ah.
Excuse me while I use this wooden popsicle stick to look in your
vagine. Nurse, I need 50 cc's of whatever will make her go to sleep.
Nurses, I need a whole bottle of curry to put it on purpose.
Jesus,
nice
to
dude.
To fathom the smell of this bitch.
No, we're just goofing. We're just goofing, man.
Hey, this listen, that was a Canadian accent, all right? So you guys,
I honestly defy you to find an Indian doctor who's not like that.
Yeah, I know. And plus, my name is Pedro Garcia, so suck my cock.
Yeah. And I'm Joseph Gorman, the
Joseph Gorman.
I am from the city of Sendai.
If Joe was in the animated hit Avatar,
I was.
All right, dude. So he was an Earthbender.
I was an Earthbender. I believe is Earth. Earth friends. In Harlem call it.
Shit, man, that motherfucker Joe Gorman be making the ground go up from above and shit, man. That shit, he be throwing stones at motherfuckers and shit, man.
He one with the elements.
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah,
he an elemental motherfucker.
Oh, that motherfucker be feeling earthquakes with his feet.
We're just having fun.
We're
dude.
Having fun.
He
I'm
moved
sorry.
The ground. Goof. Move.
We're just.
It's all we officer. I'm just having fun.
Just having a little laugh.
That'd be nice though if you get pulled over for a DUI. You're like, I'm sorry.
I'll never get pulled over for a DUI.
Nah, me neither, dude.
I'll outrun him.
I've got pulled over high.
Young
lot.
Forever, yeah. dude. Young forever.
You,
I'm gonna, you got pulled over high.
I know. Well, you got and Sully. Yeah. Sully got started crying,
that
dude.
No!
I'm really sorry, I'm really stressed out. I think my girlfriend stopped loving me, and I just don't know what to do. And I'm really sorry.
No.
And the officer was like, I'm gonna let you off with a warning, please. You disgust me.
Babbling book
yeah. of and, a he, man. And then like Sully was driving away, he was like, I was just kidding. I was just pretending. You know, I got a psychological advantage over him because he thought I was really crying. I'm not.
He's making it so believable.
Is it? I'm fucking really believing.
That's exactly
that
what happened.
Is that what happened?
His entire tough guy persona evaporated.
Oh no!
When the fucking police lights
never
hit.
Happened.
Oh my god!
That didn't happen.
He was like, "Oh my god!" And he was like, "This is not happening. This is not happening." And I was like, "Sally, just pull over." And he's like, "Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!"
Did you have weed in the car or something?
Dude, yeah, no, it wasn't. He was just. He was like, I'm going to get in trouble. He was like shaking. His hands were like shaking. He was white. I was like, "Sally, you're making me nervous. Just." Pull over, it's gonna be fine.
Keep
it again. And like I saw his like you know when like you yell at a little kid and you're like, is everything gonna be okay? And like the brain registers that they're sad and like his bottom lip just started quivering uncontrollably.
No.
And I was like, you need vehicle registration and your license, Sally. Right. Do you have that? Dude, he just lost and he started crying. The cop was like walking
I had the
up.
Snot bubbles.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh
thank
my
you
God.
All this. Just, all right, man. Shit.
You were going 65
anyway,
in a 45 zone.
Did he give you a ticket or anything?
No,
he got off. He was.
Wow. But this didn't happen the way he's explaining it.
The officer was like,
"I
can't."
Seems so real. You didn't really cry like that, right, man?
No, I didn't cry.
You didn't cry.
No,
like
this
I,
happened.
You're not. You know. Yeah, you're white. You're fine.
Yeah, we were fine, but I was nervous because the car smelled like weed.
Oh, it didn't smell like weed.
It didn't.
We had the windows cracked. It's like,
but
you know how like you just you assume like
didn't
smoke.
That's right. It's scary.
We smoked on the ride up. This was on the ride back, and we were gonna smoke. Like we had a joint ready, and I forgot why, but we had put it off.
I said, wait, let's wait until we're in Manhattan.
Right. Well,
at least like at least until like we're close. Let's wait until we can at least see the Manhattan.
This is like last year.
Oh.
Weed is legal.
You thought it was like 1998 or something.
I thought it was like 2015 or 14, or it's like still like a little risky to smoke.
Well, it's a DUI. That's an old.
That's like an old wives' tale.
Nothing's gonna happen.
But the fact that
that's fucking scary.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was like. Hey. I was like, oh, you have spirits in here. What's up? What's going on?
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
How are we doing? We're doing great. We're doing great on time. I was just making along, sure.
Dude. Oh, yeah. You guys got topics?
Yeah. No, Selly was just like fucking crying, dude. The police officer was.
Did not happen. Yeah. Kelly, when I got pulled over, did I cry?
Oh, shit. Kelly was there.
What do you mean, home?
No. Can I actually give my take on the story? Yeah, you want to come here? Get on.
Okay.
I can't even defend myself real time.
I'm off camera because it looks crazy right now. But so we were on our way home from a show, and it was late.
I swear to God.
And like Selly was driving so fast, and I'm sitting in the back of the car, disassociating. I'm one of those like iPhone games because I was like, this is how I go. Like he was driving so fast, and I'm not gonna say anything. Like I'm not the driver. And then by the grace of God, we get pulled over by a cop. And I'm like, fuck, this sucks. This is so awful. And then he lets us go because he thinks we're friends with Shane Gillis. And he said that he liked comedy. And then we, you know, and you know, Selly whimpered.
No,
but
I did not cry. I definitely was like, officer. Please don't give us a ticket.
And then
I put on a sweet voice, if anything.
But like whimper, like
no.
He did you turn bitch. In. He did turn you into
son of a bitch.
He
Kelly.
Did turn into a Connecticut boy. I'll
I did.
Say that.
I turned into a sweet boy, but I didn't cry.
And then so he lets us go. He lets us go, and we're driving. And a few yards ahead is a freaking car wreck. And I was like, mentally, I didn't say this because I didn't want to get punched in the face because Selly does that.
it's women.
I was like, thank God for that cop. Puerto Rican? Sorry, I've been spending too much time with Joe. All right, bye.
Kelly, wow. Kelly Taylor.
Thank you, Kelly.
Kelly, yeah,
thank
you, Kelly. Kelly Gorman. Maybe
disgracer.
That's up to you, bub.
Anything's possible. Better. When if it happens,
a wedding I will not be attending.
You better.
Yeah, I love that Sally's like, oh, I'm definitely going to be invited. No, we need like the. It's like, wait a minute, where's my fucking 6-year-old niece?
Yeah,
and like Sally's like, oh, don't. You said I had a plus one. And it's like Selly.
Da 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 da. That's Selly.
Selly loving young girls. Dan Schneider.
That's Selly.
Damn, dude.
I like
taking
him young.
Over
dude.
The world.
Breaking him in.
Yeah, breaking him in.
Visiting the island.
Hey.
Hey, we're just having a laugh, officer.
We're just having a laugh, dude. What
I like hanging out with billionaires.
Hey, what's that? What kind of flag does that building look like? Oh, I'm just having a laugh.
It's a plight on the world.
It looks like something from earlier.
All our tax dollars go to it.
This is Frank Sinatra.
Yeah,
if you play his songs backwards, this is what you hear. 9/11 was an inside job.
It's like so funny. There's like an entire generation that's like, what the fuck is a 9/11?
I know, right?
Like, my ex-girlfriend didn't know what 9/11
was. Well, she was 14,
God, that's
dude.
Scary, dude. Yeah, that's young.
Like, he's
young.
Like, oh, like,
now 14.
You got, yo, this, that has to be a rule. You got to date a girl that knows
dude,
what 9/11
Selly
is.
Selly has like, okay.
She's born
so,
on
that's
you
too young.
I
got to know what that is.
During
that's crazy.
9/11.
I got it. The one time I've been in Selly's room, he has a map of the continental United States.
It's not true.
And there's all these. No, there's like these pinpoints, and they're all color coordinated. And I'm like, Selly, is that like where you're planning on like performing? And is that like your ideal tour? Like, what's going on? And he's like, oh, I factored in the states based on the age of consent. And it's like, green is 13.
Right.
And okay. Like, blue is basically 14.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about Selly's petty tour?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's
everybody
documented.
Knows about
that, dude.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
He's going across the bread. He's going across.
So much slander this
He's
episode.
Going across the Bible belt. The Bible belt.
Yeah. Not even good slander. I go on Morning Zoo. He praises me, and I come back to my podcast. I get slander.
Oh, please, dude.
Oh, no.
Slander.
All right, dude. Enough of this. Enough of this slander, dude.
Slander, dude. What a
you
baby.
Know what? I had enough, too. Dude.
Slander against
I had enough of talking about Alice crying and getting afraid of
wasn't
police.
Wasn't that terrifying?
What?
To see Selly cry.
I don't know. I mean,
you felt like you were there, though, by the end of the story.
I was because, you know what, man? Cops are scary.
Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, are cops scary?
Did Sally cry? And do cops have an unyielding bloodlust for black people? Let us know in the comments. I say yes and yes. Huh? I say yes and yes. I mean, like, if you were a cop, what kind of minority would you kill?
First up, I'd rape every hooker
I
can.
No.
Honestly, who's going to listen to that?
I'd be a terrible cop because I'd let everybody go, dude.
I'm going to let you off with a warning.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't, like arrest a guy for doing coke in a bathroom.
But you'd exploit, like sexual favors first and then be like, I'll let you off with a warning.
I'd be like, hey, buddy. spit out those teeth.
I gotta give you. I gotta give you a cavity search, bud. Yeah. And you just like spread his ass and stick your tongue in there. And
whoa, that's gay. Getting head by a crackhead is not gay.
No, you're giving head.
No, I don't give head, dude.
They're subhuman.
Only homeless people are sucking me off. I'm not sucking homeless people off. That's never the occasion.
Every once in a while,
though. I'm a classy lady.
Maybe every once in a while. Maybe on Friday nights is a little treat if you've been good throughout the
week. Wash my puss too good for me to be giving favors to homeless guys. They're giving favors to me for a cigarette.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, that's what
you're
I did
so
in Austin
full of surprises,
as well.
Dude.
I'm a surpriseful guy. Is that a fucking word?
Yeah.
It is today. That's the name of the podcast.
Surpriseful.
We had a lot of options to pick from for that one. This is a highly quotable guy. You know, it was probably good we took like a week off.
Yeah.
You know, come back a little stronger, you know.
Yeah,
we need to start taking like summer breaks and shit.
We
need to bring that back. You know what? I guess like the next one we'll have like a back to school special and then take 3 months off and then and then we'll come back and then we'll do like the winter spectacular. You know what? Now that WTF is ending, I think like there's a void for great legitimate podcasts because I'll be honest, I feel like a lot of podcasts right now are very sterile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, nobody's having fun. Like, we're fucking laughing, genuinely laughing, not that manufactured, like,
radio laughs.
Oh, and then I realized.
That's actually brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, and then I realized if I get up at 4 a.m., I have 3 extra hours. Can you imagine what to do with 3 extra hours? Get out of here.
Edit a podcast, go do a mic at 1 p.m. because my parents pay for everything.
Right.
So, yeah.
Write in my dream journal.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Get out of town.
No, journaling's so
gay. Get out of
gay,
town. Go back to fucking Ohio, you fuck.
You're such a rascal.
Honestly, if you're a person who journals, let alone a man, like, you should kill yourself.
Oh, you mean carry a diary?
Yeah,
you never write in a diary.
No, I have a manifesto. That's what I do.
On a scroll too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just write my little witticisms.
Yeah.
All over, like I say, like, what if we fell in love over the summer, 7 souls deep?
Wow.
I've been tagging that all over Brooklyn.
You do have a whimsical look about you, man.
Oh,
that's
the 7 souls deep guy. I would love to run into him writing.
That's
one
me,
of those.
Dude. I'm 7 souls deep.
I would run as he's bending over. I just kick him up. Through the back,
you
know what I mean?
You would do no such thing to
right
me.
In the nuts from the back.
Oh, no. Why?
Because he sucks.
How come?
It's the most generic shit.
No.
We should parody those, in fact.
Why don't you? And just like make a little swastika and be oh, it's a parody.
Yeah.
I'm just putting a parody
it's
on.
It's a joke.
Yeah, I'm just
satire.
I'm just goofing on the 7 souls deep. What, you think it's a hate crime?
I want ones that'll say, like, will you eat my ass this summer? You know what I mean? Like
Alexander.
Stuff like, that. Like right above his.
Pedro would. He ate like that homeless guy's ass.
No guys.
All guys.
No guys, homeless women. Homeless women.
The little kid rebuttal. No, that's not what we agreed on.
No, that's not what I do, dude. I don't be eating guys' butts. You eat guys' butts.
No, you want to eat their butt.
My dad can beat your dad up.
Dude, you fantasize about homeless man penis and thinking it's really bigger than what you think it is.
They do have hogs.
Hell yeah.
Dude, every porn that I saw where they picked up a homeless guy to fuck the girl in the van.
I don't think he's really homeless, though.
No,
they got like
wearing tattered clothes and two beanies.
they got like Johnny Sins, like it's like, but he's like liquidate.
No, but Johnny Sins is a clean the.
No,
guy.
He's like liquidate my fucking bank account for 3 weeks. I want to get method in this, and then he literally becomes homeless.
Wow,
and works his way through the homeless encampment.
But see, that's why you separate the mediocres from the greats.
He really is a fucking excellent artist.
His dick is kind of skinny.
Are you scared of it?
Looks like it hurts.
What do you consider a big dick? Like Sally sized?
No. You ever seen Brickzilla?
No. He's a black guy.
Yeah.
Sounds black.
Well, you hit the nail on the dick.
It's like B apostrophe ICK.
No. It's straight. No. That's where you're wrong. It's Brickzilla, just like it's in a movie.
Ooh,
altogether.
Brickzilla.
Yeah.
Your name and lights, kid.
Yeah. That shit is curved and heavy.
Yikes.
It's disgusting. Yeah. Makes me want to call the cops. You know what I'm talking
I wish I had four, is what I ask.
It's Ooh. Four of these
monsters, dude. These savvies.
It's like it becomes fetishized at one point.
Oh, yeah. The thing is, because like my penis is dark, so that's why I can't watch.
Is it like darker
penis.
Than the rest of your body?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
That's crazy.
Almost want to segregate it. No, I'm just
kidding. it's like
when I piss, I only take it out the zipper.
You tie a rubber band around it, cut off the circulation. Yeah, it's discolored.
Like, get a fall off already.
I want to get on those diversity shows.
God, man, this is the reason I'm not getting booked at the Stand.
You literally castrate yourself.
I'm like, this is the reason. It's
this is it. I'm past now. Oh, they send your email avails.
Yeah. Hey Pedro, good set. Now drop them pants.
Let me make sure you look like a Ken doll, sweetheart.
Yeah, I want to see you gone. I want to see everything about you. Gone.
That is like the
bleep out that name.
I can't. I'm sorry. Okay. I don't have the skills.
I don't give a fuck. I'm kidding.
I don't know how. I only know how to do it for me. I'm sorry.
I'm joking.
Okay. Phew. Yeah.
I was careful.
Ooh, what a rascal.
That's right. Dude, there's things I could say. There's things I could say that I won't.
Nice. I like that. I like that.
You know what? We all got
to take it to the grave.
Sometimes you have control.
Yeah.
That's right.
What did you like more, this podcast or Buff Boys?
I haven't done Buff Boys.
You've done Buff Boys. You did it with me and Matt
Maron. He doesn't even remember.
No, that's Vic Sedeño, asshole.
No, I had you.
No, we didn't.
I had
this
you
This is my
at
first time
point.
Here.
Really?
No, you fucking racist. You racist bitch.
Damn, dude.
That was Vic Sedeño.
Just
because they
have the same
Puerto Rican.
Facial hair? Yeah.
Damn, I thought we had you.
Oh, yeah. Two Spanish guys with a brook. Yeah, yeah, that was...
Hey,
that was you, right?
Hey, you delivered my food here once, right?
Yeah,
on a moped?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, that's... Okay, I am going to cut that.
You hit on my... Yeah. You were not my girlfriend while we were walking by.
Yeah, you were
once,
wearing
right?
beads with a mesh tank top, right? Yeah. That was you.
You talked about your steroid cycle in the early 2000s.
Yeah. You had a python around your neck, right?
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. I thought we had you on. I thought because we talked about Diablo Radio. Which one?
Oh, that's me and me and Jesse. But yeah,
I thought we talked about that.
Yeah,
too.
We suck, man.
That's
all
right.
We do an episode a month.
Oh, that's the way to do it, dude.
No, it's terrible. We lost every listener we've ever had.
I mean, it's hard to retain listeners, dude. I bet we probably had like a fucking huge drop off, dude.
Here, but you guys are doing it every other 2 weeks.
We do it every week.
Oh, so there you go.
And then when we
matters.
Decide not to, we rarely tell them. So
we don't need.
But they
to
don't complain either.
We don't owe it to them, dude.
Please subscribe.
Let's be real, dude. Art should be not on a schedule, but when inspiration hits, you want like a quality episode. Like this is episode.
It's also like sometimes we straight up like we have fun all the time, but if we take a break, we're never like because we're just like we have more to talk about next week.
Yeah, it's like there's more to talk about. It's like it also helps avoid burnout too.
Yeah,
but you gotta want to do it. Both of you guys gotta be like,
you gotta be in the zone. You gotta be having fun.
It can't be one guy being like, hey, man.
Yeah.
And we use guests to break up the monotony because we've done a lot of solos in a row where we were like, hey, man.
We're running out of shit to talk.
Right.
We need a couple weeks. And then we have a few guests and then we can do another Sully and me.
Right.
You know, and it works. I don't know. Yeah. We're explaining the nuance for for people that regularly listen to
fucking
shit.
Yeah. We get it.
Hey guys, welcome to Podcast 101.
Yeah, dude.
All
right. It's
I'm lucky that we have a non-retarded fan base.
That's true. They are
That's
relatively
awesome.
Nice.
So if you're not retarded, go ahead and hit the subscribe button because you're gonna like what you hear if you're not a fucking retard. And if you are a retarded fuckhead, don't bother subscribing.
Yeah.
We don't need you to subscribe. But I'm assuming you're not a fucking fuckhead.
And if you are,
I'm assuming
your
you're not fucking
gone,
retarded.
Dude.
Are you not retarded? Well, hit subscribe, you non-retard. You're gonna want to hear what we have to comprehend. And if you're retarded, why don't you turn on Miss Rachel, who's also retarded?
Oh, well, she's pro Hamas.
That's the one that sings to the kids.
She's pro Hamas.
But
now.
She defended a little girl that was attacked by Israel. So people are like, fuck Miss Rachel.
Dude, yeah, there's so many. There's so
she didn't
many
know
like
this?
Jew,
no
Jewish
way.
People
she's getting
out, yeah.
she's getting death. I think a lot of it is AI though.
But it is people being like she needs to be investigated and shit like that.
She's
you're
going
like,
ma on stage. What investigation would I
with
have?
Like a legless girl from
no. She was
Hamas.
Just like this
well,
is like a
from, I'm
this is a girl from Gaza who was attacked in like the Israeli bombings and it's just saying like hey there's a human side to this.
Was she
think,
do that on Twitter or something?
No, she just did it on her show.
She brought her
and
on?
She's like I don't give a fuck. Well, she didn't say that, but she was like, I'm not going to get bullied into silence. I'm going to speak out for, these children that are being attacked.
And we do the same thing, dude. Every week, you know, we're like, yo.
We literally speak out against Israel.
Instead of just a homeless guy with no legs.
Remember like, when we burned this guy? He was burned Gaza. The Israeli flag on the pod, and we said death to the Jews. And then like Sally was like, marching with his khakis, saying Jews will not replace us. Remember that shit?
Oh well, I'm really glad I came on this pod. This is gonna do wonders for my career. So thank God I came here. I thought we were having a good time until fucking Joe Gorman went fucking Che Guevara.
Isn't it fun? It's like, it's not so much being a humanitarian, but really just like speaking down to a group of people I don't really care too much for.
Listen, I don't know dick about nothing.
I don't either. I'm very
Hey, we're just
stupid.
Hanging, dude.
We're just hanging, bro. It doesn't matter. You guys are building subways.
Maybe Miss Rachel is reduced to having to do an OnlyFans.
Oh, man. Ooh. I'd watch that.
She could have a hot Palestinian girl on, and they could eat each other out.
Wow, dude.
That's the title of the podcast.
That's haram. That's haram. The longest title of a podcast.
She could have a hot.
She could have a hot Palestinian. Oh, yeah. That's a hot keyword, Palestinian. Oh, man.
Damn, we're feeling good now, dude.
Yeah.
Now we're getting loose. All right. Well, I say we hit record and we see we knock this one out of the park. Okay. Vocal warm-ups are done.
Vocal
for podcasting. A vocal warm-up is like the first hour of podcasting. All right. Now you're in the zone. Your voice is relaxed. Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's
make some art.
Now let's talk about the real topics.
Now let's get into it.
Yeah.
No, but we're at the time.
Yeah, fucking that's cool, man. You know, fucking podcasts have like become like how many fucking podcasts now are just like two rich guys having a chuckle?
I don't know. It's all fucking gay.
It's really gay.
It's two guys. It's you know what I like. You know what my favorite thing is? Mm. Is to see these guys with beards and no shirt on sitting in a luxurious couch, going, "I don't kiss no ass. I do my own thing. When I walk into a room, I'm the king. They know I'm the king. I walk with confidence. And that's what you should do." That guy has the smallest penis.
Everyone's selling a product, man.
I hate this new alpha male thing that's going on.
Like, it's the least. Like, what part of being an alpha male involves like literally just stealing money from other people that are trying to better themselves? Yeah. That's not alpha at all. Alpha is giving free advice and expecting nothing in return except the knowledge that you bettered somebody's life.
Hey, Andrew Tate, what's so alpha about human trafficking?
That's actually pretty alpha.
To
dehumanize someone is the most alpha move ever. Damn. To psychologically dominate another
especially
human being
a
like
Russian
that.
Woman.
Damn, yeah. That's crazy, dude.
They're cold, dude.
That's wild.
Damn, dude. I'm. Just, you know what?
That's just pretty.
You're right, Joe.
Crazy.
That is pretty cool.
We love Andrew Tate, dude, and we also would love to know where you're going to be next, Pedro. What are your plugs? What do you have coming up?
Oh man, you could. I will be. Oh shit!
All
right,
you got all kinds of shit going on, man.
I will be. Yeah, no, not really.
Busy boy.
I will be at Uncle Vinny's the 30th and 31st.
Oh, with who? Do you know?
With no, I don't. I'll be featuring.
Oh, hell yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
And just you'll see from there. Follow me at Mostly Cuban. And please, for the love of God, follow me on Twitch and watch me play video games, for God's sake. Please.
Fuck yeah.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks
for having me, fellas.
Of course, dude. Guys, if you're watching this right now, like Friday, Saturday, June 14th, I will be at the Elbow Room in West Hartford, Connecticut. I'm headlining.
Oh, my God.
I have a great bunch of openers coming for me. It's going to be a lot of fun. Please come. Please come. Tickets are on the link tree in my bio on Instagram at SillySelly. All S's, no spaces, I at the end. Also, I just started up again my podcast. Yes, events, finally, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Pete D'Angelo was the first guest.
It's over, dude. I refused to let that guy on the pod. Now he's rebelling against me by starting up his pod, dude. I said, in a pig's eye. He said, well, Pete, can we have Pete D'Angelo on? I said, in a pig's eye. And now, look, he's like, well, I'm going to start Yes Offense again.
Oh,
and now, look, he was like fighting back tears, saying he was going to start Yes Offense. Fence again.
Oh,
you're probably editing that like with like fucking tears streaming down his fucking cheeks.
Good Lord,
folks, as always, you can follow me on Instagram at Joe W. Gorman. That's my handle on PlayStation, Xbox. Add me on that. Maybe I'll be playing with my dear friend Pedro Garcia, yeah, man. We're all on Xbox.
Yeah, play. You fucking listen to us at Mostly Cuban on Twitch. Follow me on Instagram. You'll see it there.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, we'll fucking game together. We'll get it started. Sally can't wait to fucking eat, dude.
Yeah, he's just like, already opening
his
box.
He's like, fuck it. You're Joe's doing his plugs. I can fucking get in the zone. I've been waiting. What the hell is that, dude? Show it to the audience.
You've had that for a while. That shit is cold as dick.
It's so good.
Yeah,
it's
you want to throw it in the air fryer?
I might. Yeah, I will, actually.
Yeah.
It's a.
Why don't you wait three fucking seconds?
I'm so hungry, dude. It looks it smells so
what
good.
Are you fucking Shaggy from Scooby-Doo? Like, what? Literally, in the middle of the fucking credits.
It's from Drake's Pizza Parlor.
I couldn't wait.
It's a parlor roll. It's really good.
Yeah, they fucking
it's all the meats and cheese in one.
It smells delicious. It does smell delicious.
I wanted to make end on a pop.
That's smell delicious.
Look at that, dude. Oh, that's awesome, dude. Well, I guess the fucking according to Sully's tummy, dude, we gotta fucking wrap this bad boy all up, right, dude.
I'm hungry.
He can't fucking control himself anymore. I love
for
that, dude.
Me, guys.
Thank you for having me, man. Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh yeah. Peace out.
All right.
Bye.
Free Palestine.
Bye.
Bye.